Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Catherine. I'm here to talk to you myself today. But before I begin, let's do our pillar together. Breathe together. Feet on the ground. Reach down, anchor in Mother Earth. Feel the light, your own light emanating inside your pillar and beyond. Reach up to Mother and Father. Feel their energy pouring their honey love down on us. As we do that, we light up our own pillar and we feel the presence of all those who are here with us in the network, shining brightly, joining together. We make a greater pillar that is us, all of us listening and everyone who will listen later. We're here together in God's name. It's time for me to talk to you all, beautiful light workers. First, I want to acknowledge how hard everyone has been working. I feel your presence. I'm surrounded by light workers. I see how hard they work. It's been a very challenging and interesting time in our lives. And so many have stepped up so brilliantly to do their missions, to do their work, to join together, to pull this all through. We know we're headed for the new golden age. We know it in our hearts, in our souls. We know this is why we came this lifetime. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what I've been doing and how it's affected all of us. I'm going to just try to speak with you as candidly and truthfully as I possibly can, because this is a moment for me when I can choose the light once and for all. Perhaps there are some among you who may still relate to this, to what I have to say. I hope it's helpful. Like all of you, I came here to take part in this difficult mission where we would come into a dark, dark planet, learn the ways of darkness, even involve ourselves in it, and then come straight back out together, helping each other, using each other's strength, working together to combine our light. In my heart of hearts, this means everything to me. And in my little will and my little ego, I have done the opposite. I'll give you some details so you can see how important it is, how dreadful it is when one of us gets caught up in the darkness of what we call evil. This is not all about me, but it is about my part in this. This network, this precious Lightworker network, is something I helped to create. I was given every opportunity and every help from Mother and Father, from the Company of Heaven. I was given blessings beyond blessings. I hope you'll forgive me if I'm a little emotional today. But I need to tell this story for you and for me. It's been a couple of years now that I began just slipping away into the darkness. But it wasn't what you would think. It didn't look like what you would think, because I used all my mastery, as all of us do, in service of what I thought I wanted. But inside me, I wasn't being honest with myself or with anyone. I used my mastery to manipulate situations so that I wouldn't be held accountable. Michael talked to us about responsibility. And it's very appropriate that Saint Germain gave us the title today, From Chaos to Grace. Because I feel what I'm being asked to do, is to lay down the chaos and the evil that I have brought into my precious family. And of course, many of you felt it. You knew there was something wrong. Well, what was wrong was what I was doing. I created a situation, and I can see you there. I want to recognize you as I talk about this. You are precious. The most mature and discerning light workers on the planet. You are among the ones who've done the hard work, who've stuck it, and who continue to choose the light and love in every moment. I have not done that. I did choose the light sometimes, and when I did it, it felt good. It looked good. And then I can't explain exactly how it works, but the ego in me, my little will, would use those times to look good, to display something that I thought was credibility. I tell you this because it's important for the survival of this group,
for the ongoing project that we all took part in together. We've set up the possibility of having an This Story Ends in Glory action group that will be the most powerful possible way that we can join together, increase our light, go forward in the most brilliant way we can. I endangered that. And I'll tell you how. I found ways to make excuses for myself, to back off from the work. And in doing so, I laid the responsibility of this network and this project, which is blessed by Mother and Father God. I laid the responsibility for continuing and growing this network and this project on others. You saw them step up. You saw them fill in and do a brilliant job. They were picking up the slack from me. And I continued to muck around. I used their goodwill, their loving hearts, because I knew they would do it. I knew they would step up. They are reliable, responsible, creative. Some of the smartest people I've ever known. It was not out of some disability on my part that I handed over the work to them. And it wasn't my goodwill, although they used it brilliantly to hone their expertise, to develop their skills as lightworkers do. They picked up the slack and they ran with it. And they've produced wonderful work. And I know you've all felt the gratitude and appreciation for what they've done. I should have been there by their side. And I wasn't. I often did everything possible to sabotage what they were doing. I kept it quiet. I didn't do it openly so that you would all see it. But I made it harder for them in every possible way. Forgetting things, pretending to be incompetent, not being able to get it together to do the channeling that I was born to do. I apologize to you, to my family, to the company of heaven, and to Mother and Father who have stood by me in spite of myself, have showered me with kindness. Sananda has stood by me, supporting me, encouraging me to come through. Well, I dragged my feet. I dragged it out till the last moment, until it became very clear that in order to break the patterns of evil and the programming that we've all suffered from, I have to do this myself. We all have to do it first, inside ourselves, and then we can help others. I ask the company of heaven to show me every last speck of darkness that I was harboring. And they did over and over again. And each time I found another way to preserve some little place where I could indulge my ego. It's not a pretty thing to see. It doesn't look any different from a cabal minion who's blowing things up to stop the RV. Because all of us have so much energy and soul standing that our thoughts and our actions, even in the privacy of our own homes, have the same effect as putting a bomb that will disrupt the whole world. I'm humbled by being asked to do this, finally, to reveal what I've been doing behind the scenes. And I can tell you, I'm sorry. I wasn't helping you. I wasn't helping my family. I was bringing darkness to my most precious relationships with you, with my family, even with the company of heaven. Mother and Father are here with me. They are forgiving. They will help us when we help ourselves. Mother was going to come today. She's with me now. She was going to come today to talk about dispensations. I'm just going to ask her to be right here with me. I won't call it channeling. I'm just connecting with Mother, as we can all do, and asking her to help me explain this. They have said recently that there are many dispensations available to us. A dispensation is a gift from Mother and Father that helps us to move forward. So whenever we stake a claim in love, whenever we choose love in the face of all things, then we create a situation that moves the light, that moves us forward. And whenever we do that, Mother and Father respond by increasing the light, by helping to open the pathway ahead of us. Each time someone chooses light and chooses love, when their free will would allow them to do otherwise, each time we create a dispensation, the possibility of greater light, greater forward motion. They've told us how important what we do is. I wasn't really hearing them. I wasn't really acting on what I heard. I heard it somewhere in my brain, but I put it in a compartment so that I could continue doing actions that were, I can only call, conniving or manipulative or strategizing and making trouble. And when I made trouble for someone who is pure and good, that is nothing but evil. When we make trouble for someone who's reaching for something, it's evil. I take responsibility for every action, every word, every thought that I have put out into the world that was not of the light. And I ask Mother and Father to please protect others, to mitigate what I purposefully and deliberately did. And I pray that as I go forward, I will never, never again use a position of it is a position of influence to have so many listeners. So I used my influence like extortion, like blackmail, because I knew others would step up and take over and bear the weight that I pushed on them. I ask for forgiveness. And I know that it's up to me to create the beautiful path ahead that I've been given the opportunity to take part in. I appreciate all of you. And I mean everyone who's touched my life and whose life I have touched. I'm deeply grateful for this opportunity to offer something to help repair the damage I've done. I love you all, and I thank Mother and Father for standing beside me. I thank Sananda for his grace, and I pray for all of us to move forward into this golden age we've been shown and offered. I will be there with you. I love you all. Namaste.